latest Houston Texans news. It is Chopping Them Up with the 512 Texans. And here is your host, at It's That Boy J512. Y'all already know what it do. Yeah. Let's chop them up, baby. What it do and what's the deal, baby? It is that boy Jay, your host of Chopping Them Up with the 512 Texans, and we're here to catch you guys up on the latest and greatest news of your Houston Texans in the offseason. I know it has been a while. I've been through some things, but we are back and hopefully at least giving you a weekly dose of your Houston Texans news, notes, and gossip. So right now we are right in the thick of it in this offseason. We've gone through some free agency. The draft is mere weeks away, and we are gearing up for the 2024 season and pushing for a championship with your defending AFC South division champions led by CJ Stroud, Will Anderson Jr., and head coach D'Amico Ryans. And we have like contained all of the coaching staff that might have been trying to slip away from us, but we at least have the main ingredients to repeat for one more year. And let me like kind of catch you guys up so far on what has been going down. So on the defensive side, the big signing was Houston Texans own Texas's own Danielle Hunter. He signs a two-year deal with the Texans. He will be replacing the outgoing Jonathan Greenard that actually went to the Minnesota Vikings, who Danielle Hunter came from. So Danielle Hunter is a great pass rusher. He should be a slight upgrade from Jonathan Greenard. No disrespect to Jonathan Greenard, but Danielle Hunter, opposite of Will Anderson Jr., will be doing some damage, hopefully for the next couple of years to come. Continuing on this trend for the defensive line for your Houston Texans kind of upgrading, we also signed D'Amico Autry from the Tennessee Titans. D'Amico Autry is listed as a DN, but he can also kind of play D tackle. So I believe we'll be kind of putting him in and out, just wherever he kind of fits for the play, and he will get to the quarterback when he is given the opportunity. So that is a great addition to the team. I believe we'll have a lot of speed on the defensive line, and we'll be trying to push the quarterback and get him to make errors, and hopefully they can get him to the ground. Now, also from the Tennessee Titans, we signed Azeez Al-Ashir, and he is a speedy linebacker that was coming from San Francisco, played 1 year in Tennessee, so he did play with D'Amico Ryans. He knows the system. He's going to be a good fit opposite of probably Christian Harris. We're going to have two very fast linebackers, and I am really interested to see what they can do with that. Speaking of linebacker, we also re-signed Neville Hewitt. Neville Hewitt, for most of you guys that are Texans fans, might not know the name, but he has been a special teams ace, so I look for him to contribute there and any roles at linebacker that he might need to fill throughout the year. But a nice little one-year deal. I'm sure that the special teams coordinator, Frank Ross, is happy to have Neville Hewitt back on your special teams. Now going into the secondary, we signed Miles Bryant. So he is a cornerback that I believe played for the Browns. He will probably be, you know, a depth piece, but I'm sure he will also be contributing on the special teams. Now, also at the cornerback position, we signed C.J. Henderson from the Carolina Panthers. C.J. Henderson was a, I believe, ninth overall pick in the 2020 draft. He hasn't lived up to the expectations that most have had for him as a first-round pick, hence why he is now on his second team. He did not, you know, the Panthers wanted to kind of move on from him, and hopefully their loss is our gain, and we could sprinkle a little bit of that magic dust from D'Amico Ryans that can hopefully, you know, put him in the right positions to succeed. In that same category, and also from that same draft class, we have also signed former first-round pick, third overall pick from the Atlanta Falcons last year. Detroit Lions was the team that drafted him. That is Jeff Okudah. He is similar to C.J. Henderson. He had a lot of hype coming out of college, but he has yet to live up to that hype. Hopefully getting him in the system, getting him around guys, getting him around this defensive line that hopefully gets to the quarterback to make his job a little bit easier, we can see either Jeff Okudah or C.J. Henderson kind of step up to the plate. Speaking back on the defensive ends, we also re-signed Derek Barnett. Derek Barnett, also a former first-round pick that we got from the Eagles mid-season last year, who stepped up in a big way throughout the end of the year. I think this is a great signing to get and bring him back into the fold. Derek Barnett being probably our third best pass rusher, maybe fourth behind D'Amico Autry, we'll have to see. But getting him back and kind of strengthening this defensive line even more was a great addition by Nick Caserio. And that was one of my favorites to kind of bring back. We also signed Mario Edwards Jr. to a one-year deal, kind of veteran minimum. So we'll see what he kind of can do. He'll be a depth piece for training camp. He'll be fighting for a spot on the team. We also brought back Noah Brown, my girl's favorite wide receiver. He had a couple of good games. Then he kind of dealt with some injuries. But Noah Brown was a key piece to this offense when he was there. So it's kind of good to see him back. But I would still like to see us kind of do more in that wide receiver room. But welcome back to the team, Noah Brown. We also signed Tommy Townsend, a punter that was formerly with the Chiefs. He signed a two-year deal with the Texans. He was, I believe, an all-pro first-team player kind of in 2022. So we lost our punter, Cam Johnson. But hopefully Tommy Townsend will come in and do the same job. We also signed, I cannot say his name, so please forgive me. I'm just going to D-tackle from the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm just going to try to say his last name, Fatu Kasai? I don't know, man. That is so probably way off. But, you know, another depth piece at a defensive tackle. We did lose Malik Collins and Sheldon Rankins. Those were tough losses. I think the fan base thought we were going to get Eric Armstead, but he decided to go to the Jags. So we'll see what we can do there. We lost our two starting D tackles, but we got some depth there. And I think we're going to rely on Khalil Davis, that had a great year coming from the USFL, I believe, back into the NFL, and also Kurt Heinisch. So we'll have to see exactly what they do at D tackle, but that's definitely probably one of our areas of weakness. We also brought back a former second round pick, I believe, from the Houston Texans originally. That's kind of been bouncing around the league, and Lonnie Johnson Jr. Lonnie played some cornerback and some safety for us. Things didn't really work out on his first, you know, go around with the Houston Texans. He said he's matured. He said he's grown up. We will see and give Lonnie the benefit of the doubt and see what he can do in this D'Amico Ryans defense. We also brought back Dalton Schultz. So that tight end room right now, we got Schultz, we got Brevin Jordan, we got Tegan Quinteriano. We'll see exactly what we can do. We'll look to see if we add any pieces in the draft. But bringing back Dalton Schultz, who has kind of been there for C.J. Stroud to make them catches when he's in need. He wasn't the best blocker, but he damn sure wasn't the worst. So bringing Dalton Schultz back was a win in my book. Desmond King also re-signed, the cornerback / nickelback. I think that he came back when Tyvier Thomas got hurt. We were lucky to kind of get him back in to fill those kind of roles when we had to deal with injury. He was a solid re-signing. He was a surprise cut from training camp last year. So it's good to kind of bring him back and get him back in the fold. Especially what we went through some injuries last season. We saw losing Kaimi Fairbairn hurt us in some games. He has been re-signed to a three-year deal. So Kaimi, who was probably the biggest scorer of your Houston Texans in the forever, I think he's the leading scorer. So it's good to have him back in the fold. And he kicked rather well when healthy last season. So looking at that, we've done a lot of, we've seen Nick Caserio do a lot of manipulations with the cap space. I know last week and then even today, we restructured right guard Shaq Mason's contract last week. Today we did right tackle Titus Howard's contract. There was some restructuring that freed up some cap space. So now the Texans are sitting at about $30 million worth of cap space. So we'll see exactly what they will do or can do. What I would expect, we're going to address a few positions potentially. We could look at D-tackle, which is a tough position. I don't know that this will be done, but Derek Brown from the Carolina Panthers is an option. He's out there. What we hear on the trade market, on the trading block, he would be a great addition as he is one of the best defensive tackles in the game right now. To add to him to this D-line and this D'Amico Ryans defense, whew, man, we would be disgusting and we would be feared amongst all the teams in the NFL. But if we don't go that route, a lot of people want to see us address the safeties. We have, you know, two starting safeties coming back in Petrie and Jimmy Ward. Petrie's coming off of a sophomore type slump season. I still don't think we should like throw him out or anything. He had a great rookie season, a subpar sophomore season, but I think Petrie will bounce back. But people want to see us upgrade along with Jimmy Ward coming back, who, you know, is a leader in this D'Amico Ryans defense. However, Jimmy Ward's getting a little bit older and he had a lot of injuries he dealt with. So a lot of fans and media want to see us do something. So with that being said, we have Quandre Diggs that's still out there on the free agency along with Justin Simmons. Those are two of the top safeties that have been kind of let go from their teams, kind of moving on and still haven't signed on with any of them. So look for maybe one of those guys to make their way to Houston if that's the way that the front office decides to spend their money. There's also a cornerback or two out there. There is Stephon Gilmore from the Cowboys, along with Xavien Howard. Xavien Howard has expressed multiple times his yearning to come to Houston. His wants to play for his hometown team. He'd even said he would take a pay cut. Xavien Howard has maybe lost a step or two in some people's eyes, but I can't, you know, write him off yet for sure. But either of those two could be good additions, even though we've added Jeff Okuda and CJ Henderson. They're both former first-round picks. We need to make sure we have a solid number two to go along with Derek Stingley Jr. But with those guys' depth, if we signed a Stephon Gilmore or Xavien Howard, man, our secondary could be something nasty. Now, where I would like to see them spend the money, and this is probably just a dream of mine, but would be to trade for wide receiver T. Higgins and lock him up to a long-term contract and get him in that. It's not an area of per se need, but we do need to upgrade, I think, and get CJ as many weapons as possible. But getting T. Higgins in a trade would then put him in a wide receiver room with Nico Collins and Tank Dell as the anticipated starters for the year. And that trio of wide receivers would be something that the cornerbacks and safeties of each opposing team would have to fear. Now, that's giving up a lot of the money, eating up a lot of the cap space. I'm not sure that's what they want to do. They might go with the draft. But if we have that money and we don't go after any of these guys, I would have to imagine that they will try to lock up Nico Collins into an extension, using that money to solidify what we got. I'm not mad at it, but any of these options are on the table, of course, obviously, but we'll see exactly what they do with this and how they work their magic. But only time will tell what your Houston Texans do. But just a little update to what's going on around the Houston Texans. As we speak, we'll see exactly what they choose to do and where they go, but only time will tell. I can only guess, but I'm here to rock with you guys and ride with you guys. But that's the update for today. I hope to at least be making these weekly as we continue to push forward to the draft and get ready for the season, because I believe we will make some more noise this year. And in CJ Stroud, we trust. D'Amico Ryans, we trust. We're going to get this thing rolling. And man, I would say the right direction, but we're already there. It's a damn good day to be a Texan, man. And we got to love it. So remember, guys, it's DIY. Let's do it yourself. Because ain't nobody going to do it for you, baby. And I am your host of Chopping Them Up with the 512 Texans. It's that boy, J512. Follow me on all social media. Follow the show at 512 Texans. And look out, because we're going to be making some noise. Follow me on TikTok at It's That Boy J. And check me out, man, for all your latest news, notes, and gossip. I'm on TikTok. We there. But remember, around here, it's Go Texans. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Chopping Them Up with the 512 Texans. If you want to check out a video version of the show, check us out on YouTube at 512 Texans. You want to become a big homie, follow us on all social media at 512 Texans. If you want to follow the host, it's at It's That Boy J512. Cha-cha.